brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Incredible transmission lined up for you today, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. Then I shall be back this evening, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain PM with InfoWars Nightly News. Well, I have finally had a chance to see Hunger Games, and I'm going to give you a big spoiler alert here. Coming up in the last 15 minutes or so of the next hour, I'm going to give you my review of the film. And it is 100% Agenda 21 and is our actual future. This is what they call predictive programming, where they put in science fiction what they're planning to establish. A collapsed society by design, 10 regions per country, this has 12. A dictatorship running it that's depopulated people, monorail connecting megacities with most people forced to live in the city, small groups living in the countryside who are under feudalism and who are killed if they're caught hunting and trying to feed themselves. The men are effeminate and prance around going, trendy. And you've got the enforcer military, though, who's dominating everybody. So again, it's fashionable for men to submit to tyranny, giggle at liberty, except for the enforcers. And so that's all part of having resistance bred out of you. And they have gladiatorial events to play the regions off against each other in worship of the centralized government. See, I already started giving you a review right there. But that's the future. When you see films like Demolition Man, I don't know, that came out like 15 years ago or more, and everything is this nanny state dictatorship, that's actually what they're planning. And so this whole program that they're setting up, this whole operation that's being developed, is just so over the top, I don't even know how we're going to be able to deal with it. Now, that said, we've got a lot of really important news that we're going to be covering, obviously, after the break. The whole Trayvon Martin case, because it's an example of media manipulation, is important to cover. I'm going to be breaking that down. In fact, just when we come back from break, then we've got the really bad news that the media is preparing everyone for the Supreme Court to rule that socialist health care is the law of the land. And the White House is also arguing in these meetings with the Supreme Court that, yes, it can be selectively enforced as well, which that itself is just off the chart unconstitutional. That, oh, the government can make one group do something, but not the other. That's called incredible unfair weights and measures, incredible discrimination, class system. But that's the whole point of big government. It's there to shut down the competition of the globalist. And so we're going to be going over that. And Ron Paul's been right in the past. He says the word is the Supreme Court is going to rule that government-run health care is the model. So we're going to be covering that after the break as well. An Obama request, $770 million to fight global warming overseas. That means take people's property. We're going to be going over all of that today. Also, kids all over America are being sent on buses without their parents' consent or knowledge to FEMA camps with police with machine guns. The kids drive behind barbed wire. It's all training them to go to the prisoner centers. And that's what it is on record. So that's expanding as the state trains you. Hey, your kids belong to us, and our hands are going down their pants at the pedophile training TSA. And there's news on the TSA as well.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Tuesday, the 27th day of March, 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We've got former top State Department psychological warfare chief who wrote the book on overthrowing governments and psychological warfare. And, of course, he literally wrote the book, co-authored a bunch of the books with Tom Clancy. We're going to have Dr. Steve Pachinik on, hadn't been on in 4 or 5 months. Turns out I wasn't going through all my voicemail properly. He called me weeks ago wanting to come on about the Stratford emails that I'm in, where Stratford here in Austin, a private intelligence group, really with connections to the CIA, they just release stuff that the CIA can't publicly do. They let Stratford leak it, attacking me and saying, you know, that they've got to release bin Laden photos because, you know, I'm out there convincing the public that it was staged. And, of course, you know, Pachinik 9 years ago said that he died of kidney failure and that they would stage his discovery at one point. And he certainly is a good source of info for us on that front. He's saying he talked to high-level intelligence people, that it created a giant stir in the intelligence community over the fact that everybody knew that it was fake and was really creating an internal war. And he says Stratford is important, and that they basically are a mouthpiece of the CIA. So we'll be breaking that down. And I want to be clear. Over the years, I've called Stratfor many times, Dr. Friedman, and asked him to come on the show. They'll never return our calls. Last week, we sent a camera crew down there. We're going to do a nightly news piece on that soon to demand that they talk to us, and they brushed us off. The security guard did. So we're going to keep working on that report and show the fact that they are talking trash about me behind the scenes, but not then willing to belly up to the bar and actually face me here on air. And I don't want to make it about Alex Jones, but it just shows that the system is scared of this Osama bin Laden story because it's as phony as a $3 bill. Also, Pechenik thinks that there's some skullduggery going on with this Sergeant Bales and the whole massacre there in Afghanistan. So we'll get his take on that for about 35, 40 minutes in the second hour. And then I'm going to give you my review of the Hunger Games that is Agenda 21. That's actually what the UN in the 1996 Biological Diversity Assessment that I cover in my film Road to Tyranny, they actually describe that movie. I mean, that is exactly what they want to do. And I'm going to try to get the author on because she's either a listener of this show or researches the New World Order. The first book came out 4 years ago in 2008. It's a trilogy. I haven't read the books. A lot of the office has. Or she's working for the globalist and it's some kind of conditioning thing, but it's anti-authoritarian. But the system would say, well, that just conditions people, even if it's anti Agenda 21, it still just acclimates people to this idea. I have to say it's anti-Agenda 21. I mean, I guess Hollywood thinks everybody's so dumb. Okay, it's a popular book. We'll make a bunch of money. So what if it's an anti-neo-feudalist movie? I mean, it's America collapses basically under carbon taxes. 100 years later, they're having the 70th something gladiatorial diversion that's meant to play the different 12 regions off against each other, the centralized government, jumbotron, telescreens, like everything is put back to loincloth, frozen agrarian society, feudalism. You're executed if you're caught trying to raise more food or, catch a rabbit to eat it. But then the government itself has all this high-tech system they use to control. That is exactly what the New World Order is planning. That is exactly what they state in Agenda 21, UN Biological Diversity Assessment, 96, Club of Rome. I mean, the movie is exactly, Tim already reviewing it, is exactly what they want to set up, where almost everybody's depopulated. There's a few megacities, one per region or so, with small agrarian societies heavily oppressed, and 99% of the land locked off for the elites, and the elites are all foppish and feminine, metrosexual, going, gibbering. I mean, that is exactly the plan. How many of you have heard me talk about this? A lot of you out there that are radio listeners don't have the time or energy to go look up all the documents we post, to watch Endgame, to watch Road to Tyranny, to look at the research we've done to find out. I didn't just imagine the Hunger Games as our future without ever reading the book 10 years ago before the books were out. And the lady that wrote this book didn't either. What's in these books is what they're planning. I got to get Alan Watt on about this. Because, he's always talking about predictive programming, and that is what it is. You notice in like Star Trek, it's the UN symbol. And it's all about global government back on Earth. And Roddenberry admitted he wants global government before he died and said this was programming. Of course it is. You got the Attorney General saying put anti-gun messages in TV. We want to brainwash the public. Well, they have all these anti-family messages. When you're watching TV and see a message and suspend disbelief and the women are always the boss and the men are bad and everybody's fighting with each other and racial tension, that's there for a reason. That's programming. And I know you know it, but do you really know it? If they have their way, folks, the Hunger Games is our future. That's why they're getting us ready with gladiatorial war, all these sports that are getting more and more violent. The UN says, and I've got to dig this out, in the UN Biological Diversity Assessment of 96, the one on their online site has been watered down. It's a synopsis. I had to go to the library to get the full one. It's somewhere around here. I show it again in Rototerne that I produced 10 years ago. I show copies of it underlined. It said, we'll have regional governments, everybody crammed in cities, small agrarian groups. The regions will have combat games, gladiatorial diversions, gladiatorial events to give them a sense of regionalism instead of nationalism. So they get rid of the major countries and have them in a global conglomerate, but then you still have tribalism, but you make that sub-regions within the superstates, which is the North American Union SPP. See, I'm already getting into it. Whoa! I mean, it's happening, and they talk about human sacrifice, how they're going to promote that, how they're going to have people in agrarian, post-industrial society with these high-tech reservations in the armored cities with specialized, militarized computer systems, combat robots, drones, very small groups of militarized men to enforce, very small. And the rest of the men literally given hormones, walking around like, I mean, this is the system. Men jumping around in pink outfits foppishly with their wrist going, while murdering everybody. I mean, that's what they do. There it is. United Nations Systems Worldwide Earth Watch Biodiversity Assessment. That's the 1995 one. Oh, there's the Haywood 96. Click on that one and see if it's the right one and type in human sacrifice. See the second blue link down there? Is that the full document or just a synopsis? Hey, search this. UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996. Human sacrifice. I mean, you cannot make up the hardcore nature of this. I'm living in a Twilight Zone movie. You know, I see and hear these people constantly moan. I hear it in rock music, rap music, country music. I listen to everything. And all they do is whine about how life's not worth living and it's so boring. And, oh, that is pure Madison Avenue baloney. I walked outside last night and watched that crescent moon with Jupiter and Saturn lined up like something out of 2001 Space Odyssey. It's springtime. It's just beautiful flowers everywhere, birds singing, crisp air outside, electrifying information, incredible developments. Horrific things happening, exhilarating things happening, hundreds of reports coming out. They've not just stopped aging in mice and rats. They've reversed it. Fountain of Youth, confirmed for decades, now being released. Just totally crazy. CIA announcing everyone's house being watched through all the major appliances. I mean, the world is just incredibly active and incredibly alive, and so much is happening. And there's people walking around talking about how it's boring. I mean, you're only alive and conscious one time. People say, oh, I'd love to go to Mars. Oh, I'd love to go to foreign planets. I'd love to go to space. You're in space. You're in the universe. You're on a gorgeous planet, a very special place, with giant oceans filled with life and rainforest and fields and caves and the universe all around us and all the life forms and the magic of the human eye and smell and taste and touch and the fact that we can see a beach and a sunset and know it's beautiful and that our soul communicates and resonates with it. Whoa! I mean, that's incredible. And these people are moping around talking about how life isn't worth living. And then Paul Watson's got an article coming out about all the people dying in Japan from radiation poisoning, and they just call it something else. And when people go in with bleeding intestines, bleeding gums, radiation poisoning, they call them mentally ill and give them Prozac. What did they do with the troops for 22 years with DU poisoning? They give them Prozac, say, go home. I mean, we're talking about people in wheelchairs who then rot and die and never get medical care from the scumbag VA because DU poisoning doesn't exist. And it's the same thing. I mean, it's just psychopaths who think radiation poisoning and death and war and black uniforms and nothing but women that look like Kagan and Janet Reno stumbling around looking like goblins ruling us. This is the wavelength progression system signature of the elite. Pot bellies, weird women ruling us, metrosexual men toddling around, poison death, black pyramids.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's not just that they're going to make you buy insurance. The insurance companies wrote it. They're owned by the big banks that want to euthanize you before you ever collect your Social Security, before you ever actually need to use the health care. And that's why in the health care law, they do have death panels. And they admit they have death panels, as Bill Gates and others have said. They don't call them death panels, though. It's federal boards that then set up local boards that decide under the socialist system if you get the surgery. And it's the same way in Canada. It's the same thing in England. It's the same thing everywhere. They decide. And the state euthanizes you. And then once it's socialist health care, they're going to decide whether you're allowed to have a baby or not. They have to look at your genetics and see if they're aberrant. This is the new system of oppression. But on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and yes, go ahead and torture them. Go ahead and scroll down. Justice Kagan and Obamacare. She needs to recuse herself immediately. That's the Kurt Nemo article. Now that Obama's unconstitutional monstrosity, the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, kind of like the Patriot Act's patriotic, a.k.a. Obamacare, has reached the Supreme Court, it is time for Justice Elena Kagan to recuse herself. As Solicitor General of the United States, Kagan headed up an office that formulated the Obama administration's legal defense of the legislation. She is obliged under Section 455B3 of Title 28 U.S. Code to recuse herself from cases where a justice has served in governmental employment and in such capacity participated as counsel, advisor, or material witness concerning the proceeding or expressed opinion concerning the merits of the particular case or controversy. In February, Senator Jeff Sessions cited United States versus Gibson, a decision made by the Tenth Circuit that held judges who had previously taken part, albeit small, in the investigation, preparation, or prosecution of a case must disqualify themselves. She must recuse herself under law. Big L, big A, big W with 1,000 exclamation points behind it. Law, law, law. Put her up there back on screen. And again, I have nothing against women that look like Elena Kagan. I want to know, though, why almost all of them ruling us look like her. Maybe she's not even from this planet. Maybe that's some type of bizarre android goblin creature. I mean, I don't usually get into looks, but why is it that everybody trying to take my guns, take my private property, and take my kids? The family court judge that takes everybody's kids in Austin looks like her twin, Judge Jean Mir, Janet Reno, Janet Napolitano. Is this a secret government cloning factory? And that's what the clones look like? Seriously, were these like underground subterranean clones that were created in like a factory? Like in Attack of the Clones and somebody secretly took delivery of them? Maybe the Nazis were cloning goblins. All right, I'm going to stop there. The point is, she must recuse herself. The law. She put out the ridiculous statement saying they could order anything and have socialism. Go read it. She argued for the law in Congress that it was constitutional in debates with Congress for the executive and then was made the Supreme Court justice. But forget that. Because we got a White House that says they can launch wars without congressional approval now. We got a White House that says they can secretly arrest us and kill us. Everybody's going to find out laws are there for a reason, to restrain these monsters like Elena Kagan. Yes, children, monsters are real. And she's one of them, a disgusting anti-American piece of trash. She absolutely hates this country and is an authoritarian pig. Capital P, capital I, capital G, with 1,000 exclamation points. She is a bag of scrofulous. Because you know, they're getting all the conservatives ready.
Oh, Alito says he'll probably, it's legal. Oh, Scalia.
It's in the news, and Ron Paul's got his ear to the ground. Ron Paul has got his ear right to the ground, and he said on this show years ago he thought the Congress would pass it, and when they said it wouldn't, and he was right there, and he says the word is they're going to pass it, and they've got all the conservative groups saying brace and get ready for it. And that demonic slug. I mean, whoa, the Supreme Court is a joke now. Okay? It's not a real court. It's run by a bunch of criminals. okay? And so, of course, Elena Kagan needs to recuse herself, her honorable excellency, some Obama crook up there trying to shove a government takeover of our lives so that fat witch has control of our life. I'm sick of it. I hate you, tyrant.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Look, I don't normally attack enemies of liberty off of how they look. She is breaking the law, being involved in the writing and prosecution of the health care law, now sitting in judgment of it. I mean, that's 100% textbook conflict of interest. It'd be like Hitler sitting as the head judge of the Nuremberg trial. Literally, that's what this is like. Or it'd be like Joseph Stalin sitting in a war crime tribunal where communists are being looked at. It is so ridiculous. And I want to know why all the rulers over me now look like Pat from Saturday Night Live. I mean, it's weird. It's like discrimination. What about other women? What about other men? I mean, if you are for tyranny, hate liberty, and look like Janet Napolitano or Kagan, you go right to the top. I mean, is that like just... I mean, maybe it is like Mars Attacks, and really that's like a rubber suit, and it's a gray alien or something, and that's just what they manufacture off-world. It's that suit, that outfit, and that's... Maybe it is a... Maybe David Icke's right. Maybe she's a reptoid, and that's her like rubber suit. I'm joking before the New York Times goes with that. I'm going crazy, man. I can't handle it anymore. Folks, it is totally unconstitutional for the government to make you buy health care. And I've had lawyers on. I've read the court rulings. It's well known. It's totally illegal for her to sit in judgment of her own law she helped write and that she helped promote to Congress. On record, I just read to you senators pointing it out. Want me to tell you again? Section 455B, that's Section 455B, 3 of Title 28 of U.S. Code. I read to you earlier. But it gets worse. Wait. Unjust weights and measures, that's the Constitution term for discrimination, selective enforcement of regulations and laws is the essence, the spark, the soul, the heart, the core, the ether of tyranny and oppression. They don't want total government for everybody. That's for us, not for them, who openly engage in any crime you can imagine. UN, diplomatic immunity, running giant child kidnapping rings, snuff filming children, minor footnote, nobody gets in trouble. Diplomatic immunity, they're pushing for to take over your country's taxes with carbon taxes, engage in any crime, and exempt themselves from their own rules. Shutting down the power plants and building them in China. Just every form of these crooks trampling us, laughing at us. No excess is enough for them, because that's the religion of domination. That's the whole point, is that it be over the top. Till we just go into a catatonic state, fall down in a fetal position, and just, you know, kneel before an army of Kagans. Elena Kagan. It's so disgusting. Humanity is powerful, strong. We're the equivalent of a 10,000-foot silver giant with huge battle axes, and out toddles or slides like a slug, the spirit of the New World Order that looks just like Elena Kagan. That's why they like her. That's the spirit of it. Leaving a trail of pus, of half-digested children, you know, squirting out the back, because killing kids is what the New World Order is always into. In wars and euthanasia and abortion, she loves that. Killing kids up to three. First it's up to birth, now to three. Oh, yeah. So it's she's got this trail of the most nauseous, rotten meat-smelling thing you can imagine behind her, and she's about a foot tall and about 2 feet long, and she slithers up to a 10,000-foot juggernaut. And we just fall to our knees. She just lifts up her dress, and just the stink of rotten meat comes out, and everybody just falls to their knees. Oh, ruler, you're too powerful! And we're just like, take our children, stick your hands down their pants. And they're like, that's right, forward armies, pedophile training, new world order. Yeah, we're going to slaughter everybody because we're the authorities. She's a big fat maggot wearing a pearl necklace. She's Kagan. Bow to her, Janet Reno. Burn the kids at Waco. It's so trendy. I probably shouldn't even be on the air today. Was I in a good mood for going on air today? No, I wasn't. I was actually stomping around cussing, which I shouldn't be doing. It's really starting to get to me. In fact, I know what's happening. I got to get her off screen. I've got her on the TV over here, and it's making me mad right now. I was at the Supreme Court a couple years ago. It was on like a Sunday. We're just getting some B-roll. And a cop, you know, federal police, jumps out and goes, what are you doing? And I was down at the bottom, so I kind of turned into one of the marble feet. And it went through my Levi's and jabbed into my shin. Only time I ever had an infection like this. Got super infected. And I didn't know it. It was like rotting all the meat out inside my leg. And I didn't know. I finally went to the doctor. So I was like bitten by the satanic building. And but it was the reverence of like, what are you doing? And he was like, do you know how important this building is? You know, and he would talk about the justice. I ended up being nice to him. I said, I'm going to talk to this poor victim. I was like, oh, really? Tell me what it's like to be around him. He's like, oh, and suddenly, oh, film if you want. Oh, it's so incredible. oh my, he was all threatening to arrest me and stuff. You know, you don't film this without permission. I'm like, I didn't say the First Amendment, pal, watch it. I decided to do a test with, because I could see the guy wasn't evil. He was just a victim of the brainwashing. And I went, oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted it for B-roll for my TV show. Oh, it's a TV show. Oh, it's a political show, kind of libertarian in Austin. Yeah, oh, it's so neat. What's it like working around the justices? Oh, it must be really. And he's like, oh. He's like, oh, yes. And started just, his eyes got all starry. Oh, it's so incredible. They're such incredible people. Oh, they're so powerful. I mean, he was like talking about spiritual cesspits of demonic weakness and servile evil and fraud. And he was speaking of it with great reverence and power and just dripping with enjoyment and his enslavement and his commitment to serving it. I don't like these people, as you can tell. I can see them, and it's disgusting. They're a danger to everyone. I can barely control myself right now, knowing I'll soon be under their control with health care. They've already got their bioethics boards announcing that when you are going to be in a car wreck, they're going to try to, via computer, to tell the doctors that they can render care or not and what care can be done. I mean, the hellishness that these horrible demons are going to run healthcare. And it's going to be done illegally by that witch who knows she's not allowed to sit over it. And it just, I need to get into the other news. It just makes me want to throw up. And I haven't even gotten into the other news yet. This is from CNS News. This has been the issue with it all the time. You can debate whether it's the government can make you get health care or not, which, of course, they can't. But you can debate it. But, you know, there's one out of 100, you know, points that you might be able to try to argue fraudulently. But you cannot debate that the 2,000-plus waivers he's given, you know, he gave one to McDonald's for their tens of thousands of employees. They don't have to get them health care. He gave it to all the big unions. All these companies that are in favor with the globalist, they get to stay open. They don't have to go get the government health care. And it's totally illegal. It's not just unconstitutional. It's selective enforcement. Here it is. Administration admits to court under Obamacare, select group can get health care, not pay for it, not buy insurance, and not pay penalty. That's another unfair deal, is that certain groups are just going to get totally free health care all the way out. Others aren't even guaranteed it, like pre-existing conditions in children. And then other companies don't have to get their employees. So it's just whatever they say. It's like whatever the insurance companies and banks say. And now they're going to run your health care, the HMOs, and make you buy it. It's already made the price go up. Make you buy it. And then control the health care and make you pay more for not getting health care. I'm going to tell you again, Paul Watson over a month ago got a chest cold. It took him a month to get into the health service. He got in about a week and a half ago. And they gave him a bag with some Band-Aids and some aspirin and some Tylenol. And he said, aren't you going to swab me? Aren't you see if it's bacterial or viral? And they said, nope. You've just been, you say you were jogging on a treadmill a month ago. You overexerted yourself. Stop exercising. And when the Fukushima people are dying, they don't get health care. Paul's got an article just went up. They call them mentally ill. When the troops are down to DU, you're mentally ill. He goes in, national health care, and I said, well, why don't you go see a private doctor? Because I know they have them. He goes, well, you have to be recommended and referred by the National Health Service. They have to decide. And Paul's like, may I go see, get a referral to a private practitioner? No. Here is your bag of Band-Aids and aspirin. Oh, yeah. We've got control now. Oh, man, all these idiot cattle out there think they're about to get some free health care. And Bill Gates is there with the nurses last year. We played the clip 50 times. Should I play it again? Going, I'll tell you, a lot of people don't like a lot of people don't like what they call death panels. Everybody giggles. But I tell you, you don't give granny into care life that last year. You hire 10 teachers. And the teachers are all like, oh, oh. They're being taught gladiatorially. Kill a grandma. I get some money. As if the bankers want to give you some money, honey. As if you're going to get something when somebody else loses. I hear these good old boys for the last 8, 9 years going, I'm glad we're in Iraq. We need the oil. And I told him then, I said, listen, moron, do you think the elite murdering all those people over there on lies and having our troops get killed went over there to steal the oil to give it to you, Jack? Do you know that the UN and all the different groups, the IMF, World Bank, and OPEC were angry? It was all over the news pre-1990. 91, that Saddam was selling too much oil and driving down the price. You were paying like 89 cents then or less. And they were telling him, stop pumping. Do you understand that once they got there, they shut the oil off? That boosts the price, idiots. You're paying over $4 now. Do you understand, idiots, that it isn't your military, it isn't your country anymore. It's been taken over by foreign banks that are totally criminal publicly, who are butchering the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution so they can rob you seven ways to Sunday. They're paramilitarizing the police, have totally legal surveillance in place everywhere, are building giant FEMA camps all over the place, and now admitting it and saying they'll secretly arrest and kill anybody they want and shut the media off. People are like, well, I have nothing to hide. I'll just go along with it. Oh, just like women that can't believe they're being grabbed in a parking lot and put in a van. They just go along with it because they hope it'll be okay. And 3 weeks later, they're on a dirty mattress with a guy behind them raping them with a cattle prod. Because you want to be gullible. Because people that have red blood and are angry and who are desperately trying to wake you out of your trance will actually talk to you straight. This isn't a game, idiots! It isn't a game. It isn't Alex Jones is out of control. No, I'm in control. And I know what we're facing. And I know how bad it is. And I'm upset. You know, they're still coming after the gentleman in Illinois, even though he got thrown out of court by one judge for taping police. He's facing life in prison again. They're arresting people everywhere for filming police in public, and courts are ruling they can do it. They're now arresting people for talking back to police and charging them with felonies, saying the words are an assault. They're now charging people with felonies who ball up while being billy clubbed. Oh, I think I'm joking here. Where is it? You have that video clip ready? We're going to go to it here in a minute. Man arrested, charged with assault for pointing finger at cops. And there's witnesses saying he didn't do anything but pull his cigarettes out of his pocket. But they say that because a finger could look like a gun, I'm not joking. We got a link to the arrest and indictment affidavit. This guy, and they've got this weird woman in the newscast who's getting off. She's drinking the tyranny. They've got the spokesman for the police, and she's got that same weird, we'll let the courts decide this and handle it. He knows what he did. And she's just going, take them all into prison. Their money is mine. I mean, it is just like, that's who they are. And she's controlling it, though. She's got that same, I can't even do it. Let me try for viewers to actually give you the look. It's like a. That's their spirit, folks. I can see them. And I mean, and then they're like, hey, your country is ours. Your planet is ours. A new world order. Send in the rulers. Dun, 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 dun. And her little cape. It's Kagan. Totally committing crime in front of everyone. Set to rule on the law she wrote. Kagan, Solicitor General, now rules on her legislation. Totally illegal. Corzine, robbing your money, totally illegal, flaunting it in your face, media going along with it. And, I mean, you got to watch this video. It's up at Infowars.com. Man arrested, charged with assault for pointing finger at cops. Disrespecting the police officer is now a crime. Let's play part of the news clip. Here it is.
A pointed finger lands a father in jail.
That's right, and this Fredericksburg man, in fact, says he didn't even point his finger at police officers, but now he faces two felony charges. Gail Huff is live from Fredericksburg tonight with the details on this story. Gail.
Well, police say he pointed a finger like this, and that felt very threatening to them. In fact, he ended up arrested, charged with assault.
He made the motion of shooting at the officers.
Look at this witch.
With his hand.
David Lawless is accused of pointing his finger
at
two Fredericksburg detectives. Tuesday night.
That's enough. You can watch it at Infowars.com. If you can't see the woman, I've noticed this with the really evil ones. When they talk, they creamily enjoy the power, And she enjoys the power over people, all those prisoners. And she touches her teeth together. When she talks, her lips enjoy it. And she goes, ugh. When she's talking, she's going, ugh, and touching her teeth together. I've noticed that with the really bad ones. You know, I've learned their mannerisms. As she talks, again, they're the priest of power. As O'Brien torturing Winston in 1984 is leaning over him on the rack, and he's saying, we're here to make humanity ugly and still uglier. As he pulls one of Winston's rotten teeth out, and he looks at him, and he says, you look at my old face, and you think I'm weak, but my weakness is this in my, you know, the wrinkles is the sign of the vigor of the overall organism. You see, we're here to make society more horrible, more brutish. We're here to trample and be trampled upon, Winston. We're here to wreck society. We're the priest of power, always pressing on the nerve of power, Winston. More ugly, more oppressive. That's what we're going to do. Nothing's going to stop us, Winston. It's a society run by psychopaths, for psychopaths, for our enjoyment. Do you understand, scum? Winston, something will stop you, a spirit in the universe. Something will stop you. No, it won't, Winston. Nothing will stop it. What, you think there's gravity? We can have our scientists have two systems where there is gravity for navigating ships and aircraft, or for the general public where there is no gravity. We can do that, Winston. It's justice for the government to publicly run Al-Qaeda and have them blowing stuff up in Libya and Afghanistan and Iran. But then Al-Qaeda's bad and we have to give our rights up because Al-Qaeda may hit us any moment. Ooh.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
That makes me want
Brown's feeling deep inside.
And I'm super bad.
Super bad means super good.
Now I gotta move. Now tell me what to do. Sometimes I see it.
Fear of radiation treated as psychiatric disorder.
I feel so nice. I want to try myself to you.
Fear of radiation treated as psychiatric disorder. That's right. Let me read that headline again. Fear of radiation treated as psychiatric disorder in Fukushima. They just had five reactors completely melt down and blow up, including a uranium reactor, the most deadly. Children have been dropping dead. That's what happens. It causes heart failure. A lot of the workers have died, but they always just keep it as a minor footnote in the news. Despite proven track record of official deception over disaster, they give you Prozac if you come in with your child bleeding out of every orifice. They're calling it insane, and they're putting them in mental wards and not giving them medical treatment when they collapse because there's nothing going on. Kind of like this guy who, it turns out, has no criminal record, 50-something years old, who's been arrested and charged with assault for pointing finger at cops. It turns out he's a guy involved in the community, no criminal record, and who's liked. And the police were accusing his son in a robbery case, and he told them that they were liars. So they said, your finger's a gun, pointing at you're going to jail. And that's what the rest of the newscast gets into. Think anybody safe there? Oh, where'd Bob go? Oh, he pointed his finger at the police. And that's assault. That's what he's charged with. Fear of radiation treated as psychiatric disorder. Big article at InfoWars.com. And again, I want to get Dr. Doug Rocky on for like 30 minutes soon if we can about this, because that's what they told him. He was the head of the DU program. The head of the DU program in the 80s and 90s wrote the book on it. He's got like two or three degrees, you know, biology, physics. He was the head of the program, wrote the book. But back in the 40s, they knew it was deadly when they had DU. The military looked at using it. Not until 90 did they allow its use. And now it's just served out everywhere. Shooting ranges for the military. It's put in concrete. It's put in forklifts. It's put in airplane parts. It's everywhere. It's like, oh, nutritious, deadly poisonous, not just radioactive. And when the troops, in congressional testimony, I remember a Marine Corps captain in the wheelchair, weighed about 75 pounds. He died a few weeks after the testimony. Was like, please give me medical help. They say I'm mentally ill. And the guy's shaking uncontrollably. Looks like worse than a concentration camp victim. He was dead soon. And they're like, mentally ill, mentally ill, mentally ill. You're not ill. Die. Now go in the coffin. When you die and go in the coffin, it's, of course, they did all the major medical reports on their brain stems and found chemical weapons from what was blown up at the bases in Iraq and the DU. I mean, they go get private autopsies. They're like, yeah, they died of chemical weapons and radiation. And then doctors are dying of it. They go, you're mentally ill. Here's Prozac. And they're like, no, I my kidneys are failing. That's what the DU does. I need surgery. No, you don't get surgery. It doesn't exist. But my kidneys are failing. Doesn't matter. Say it in DU. We'll give you a surgery. Literally. But it's DU. You're not getting the surgery then. You're mentally ill. And if you argue with me, I'm going to say you're PTSD. You're not going to be able to own guns anymore. And I'm going to send the police by to take your guns. And if you think it's wrong, we'll just say you're crazy, like they did in the Soviet Union. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.